I'm just stalking you.
No, it's okay. I'm on to try to
I'm not sure.
James, as much as that result is not what you wanted, it kind of gives this team another lesson in what playoff hockey is going to be like. Right? One bounce and things
yeah.
are different.
Yeah, those are the margin for errors. We did some things I thought was a little uncharacteristic of us as far as kind of beating ourselves maybe a little bit with certain plays. But, yeah, obviously we're going to play in a lot of tight games down the stretch and got to use this break to regroup and obviously hopefully get some guys back, get a little bit healthier and kind of go from there. But obviously this is the most fun time of the year to start playing, so we'll have to be ready to go for the last, 25, 30 games, whatever it is. So,
6 of your last 7 have been decided by one goal. How much does that type of experience help this young team, knowing what's coming ahead after the break?
Yeah, I mean, again, the level of play definitely ramps up the deeper you get into the season, especially right around the trade deadline towards the end of the year. So, again, this is a year, too, where there's obviously a ton of teams kind of jockeying for playoff spots. I think this is maybe the most teams I've seen this late into the season that are still in the hunt. But, yeah, it's just going to lead to a lot of these type of games. It's going to be tight games, and the little things are going to make the difference between winning and losing.
You and Severson hook up on a play I think you had once before this season. Just talk about the chemistry on that play.
Yeah, he seems to find me when the net's wide open for me. So, yeah, he's got great vision, and he makes a lot of really good plays out there. So yeah, he made an unbelievable play on that play.
James, what are you going to do the next 2 weeks to put yourself in position to finish strong?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm going to take some time with my family and do some family stuff, but also get on the ice in a spot where I'm going to go on vacation. So, yeah, obviously, you kind of learn what works for you over the years, and it's important for me to, again, make sure I'm staying sharp and working on my skills and things like that. So it's a little bit of both. Get some good family time in the sun. I know my kids will be excited about that and swimming and stuff. And then for me, obviously, you have some time down where I'm going to be going to get on the ice a few times and work on some things to make sure, like you said, I'm ready to go for when we get back.
James, sorry, you got asked earlier, but when you guys come back from that break, you could get at least, I'm thinking maybe hopefully 2 guys, maybe more back. I mean, how much of a lift could that be for you guys going down the stretch?
Yeah, definitely. I think, again, obviously we've definitely had a lot of guys step up. We've had different people go down, and that's been a strength of our team, just kind of how tight-knit we are and just have that group effort and the group pull of that. But certainly getting some pretty good players back after the break, and that's going to be obviously a big lift to the group. So that's definitely encouraging for us. But we had to make sure we stick to kind of what's gotten us to this point. And obviously we're right there in the mix, but we've got to have a strong finish if we want to make the playoffs. So that's what we're going to focus on one day at a time.
Thanks, James.